Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Hundreds of Minnesotans said their final goodbyes to former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark at the Basilica of St. Mary in downtown Minneapolis. Former President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris also attended the weekend funeral. Governor Tim Walz gave the eulogy and said all of us are searching for meaning to help ease our loss. Helping Paws is remembering Melissa Hortman for her work with the nonprofit Service Dog Training Organization. Hortman began training her golden retriever Gilbert in 2021, but he was too friendly to fit the job requirements and he became her pet. Alyssa Golub with Helping Paws says they've seen an outpouring of donations since the killing of Melissa and Mark, but more importantly, more people who want to train a service dog.
We've had moments in time where we have not had enough people to train a service dog, and if we can train more service dogs because of what happened to Melissa, then we get to pay it forward and pay tribute to her as all these dogs get matched to their person.
Golub says you can learn more about training a service dog or donating at helpingpaws.org. Minnesota doctors are urging people in the state not to light off fireworks this 4th of July holiday. Minnesota Medical Association President-elect Dr. Lisa Mattson says, "We don't have exploding or flying fireworks, but data from 2023 show they are all dangerous."
There were 700 ER visits related to just the use of sparklers. And we think of those as being pretty benign. Sparklers have been associated with injuries to little kids. I don't think we can look at any of them and consider them to be safe.
Dr. Mattson says young people ages 15 to 19 suffer the most fireworks-related injuries. And the Twins lost to the Tigers 3-0 in Detroit. Minnesota's wildlife becomes a little more active during the summer months, and it's important for Minnesotans to coexist with them peacefully. The DNR's Brandon Kaiser says it's up to Minnesotans to reduce human and wildlife conflicts.
Taking steps to mitigate wildlife conflict can help alleviate stress. It can increase safety. Sometimes it's a financial benefit. Sometimes it's a loss to your crops or physical damage to your property, especially in commercial agriculture.
There's tips on how to coexist with wildlife on the Minnesota DNR's website. And the Minnesota Lynx cruised past the Connecticut Sun's 102-63 last night at Target Center. Nafisia Collier led Minnesota with 23 points. Kayla McBride scored 20, and Courtney Williams had 12 points, 7 assists, and 9 rebounds. The Lynx are hosting Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever tomorrow night in the WNBA Commissioner's Cup Championship. This is MNN.